The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Girls have two tricks that they like to use after a one-night stand. They either do the old leave behind, that's what I call it, where like leave an article of clothing or something at the guy's house, hoping that he'll call you, be like, hey, you left your bra here, you want to come get it? By the way, if you've ever done a leave behind with me, whatever you've left has gotten thrown directly in the trash. Or their other trick that they use is a takeaway. It's either a leave behind or a takeaway, where they take like a sweatshirt or a hat or some sunglasses or something, hoping that the guy will call them to get it back.
Yeah, I've missed a couple sweatshirts, actually.
Well, today's second dater, Katie, is on the phone. She took something from the guy that she wants us to call today, but he still hasn't called to get it back, and she's confused why. Katie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. So you took something from a guy hoping he'd call you back, and he hasn't called you, huh?
Yeah, basically.
Have you used this trick before and it's worked?
I haven't, but a girlfriend of mine says that she does it a lot, and that it's like harmless, and it's a good excuse to, you know, have the guy call you in case, I don't know.
It depends what you took, okay? Because something very small, he might not call. He might not even notice it's gone. Mm-hmm. You take the guy's car, he's getting in contact with you. What did you take from the guy that you, so you guys had a one-night stand, right?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to think of it as a one-night stand, okay, but it's looking like it was a one-night stand.
All right. So what did you take the morning after with you?
I took just a sweatshirt hoodie, but okay. It was really cold out.
All right.
It really was freezing next day.
Did you ask him, or did you just do it without him even knowing it?
I didn't, but he was kind of still sleeping, and I did say goodbye. I grabbed it, but later I did text him. And I haven't heard anything.
So you texted him like, hey, sorry it was cold, I was leaving, I grabbed your sweatshirt, hope you don't mind. And he hasn't said anything.
Yeah, like, I didn't want to wake you up, basically. I said I didn't want to wake you up. It was freezing cold out. And he knew I had to rush out early.
Okay.
So I just said, hope you don't mind. And it was just a basic, it didn't have a logo or anything. So I figured, you know.
Katie, it might have been the sweatshirt that his great-great-grandfather handed down to him. Hoodies were big back then.
Do you think it's the sweatshirt that is making him not call you back, or do you think it's something else?
I don't know what it could be. Maybe that, or the fact that we hooked up so fast.
Okay. Well, first, tell us how you met him.
Basically, where I work, the whole department finished a big project, so we just went out for like a happy hour. And this kind of coworker, I don't work with him directly. He had a group of friends that met him out, and I got introduced to him, and there was just instant chemistry, and when we talked and laughed a lot, and he said, hey, you know, I'd like to take you out, and I was like, great. And so after that, he said, oh, maybe we can go grab another drink somewhere else, and he lives close by, so I said, oh, well, you know, do you have drinks back at your place? And he was like, oh, wait,
nice
let me see.
Move,
should we pick up something? And then he was like, no, actually, I few things. And I said, well, I'm not picky. I can drink anything.
So. You're like, I don't care. Just get me back to your house. So you guys went back to his house.
We had a lot of fun.
Okay.
Did anything interesting or strange or anything noteworthy happen while you were, I mean, you know, you don't have to tell us about what you were actually doing. I think we all know. But did anything weird happen that I think might make him not want to go out with you again?
No, I mean, we really had so much fun. I thought we had a lot in common. So I was like, this is fast, but this is great. But now I'm thinking, I don't know. Now maybe he was like, whoa, that was too easy. Or maybe okay. He was kind of like, wow, this chick just took like an item of clothing. Like, mm-hmm. That's yeah. So forward. I don't even know.
So you said goodbye to him on your way out. Did he say anything to you? What is the last thing that he said to you?
Just like, talk to you later. And he was like, okay.
Because he was like still asleep. And when you texted him, what did you say?
I just said, oh, I had a fun time. And sorry I had to rush out, but it was really freezing cold. I hope you don't mind that I grabbed your hoodie on my way out, but I can get right back to you.
And he hasn't said anything back to you after trying to text him and call him. You haven't got one word. Nothing.
Nada. Okay. Nothing.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, hold on.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem...
92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Katie is on the phone with us. She wants us to call a guy named Nathan. They went out, had fun at a bar, ended up going back to his place, hooking up. Mm-hmm. When she was leaving, she grabbed his sweatshirt on the way out. Sort of a thing to take away from the scene so that he'll call her and be like, hey, can I get my sweatshirt back? You know that trick. Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't called her and she's wondering why. Katie? I don't really have any speculation for you on why the guy's not calling you back, but I do have a question for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how was he in the bedroom?
I want a second date, don't I?
It's a
good point.
Point.
I guess, yeah.
That is
if,
a good point.
If he was lousy, then you would be like, I don't care if I ever see that guy again. And good. At least I got the sweater
the
out
hoodie.
Of the deal. Yeah. I slept with this guy and all I got was
Katie.
This lousy sweatshirt. Katie, well, let's make your phone call then.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Nathan, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Nathan, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm good.
Okay.
I don't know why you guys are calling me.
Well, we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where you go out on a date with one of our listeners, and if you end up blowing them off after your date, they email us to get you on the phone and ask why. So you recently went out with somebody who listens to our show, and they've been trying to get a hold of you.
Oh, okay.
Any idea who might be trying to track you down?
I'll be honest with you, I don't. Is it Robin?
Robin, no. It is not Robin. I'd love to hear about Robin. She sounds lovely, but no, it's not Robin, whoever that is. It's a girl named Katie.
Okay, yes, I know Katie.
Okay. Oh. Sounds so nonchalant about it. So
you should probably go through her initials just to make sure that
yeah.
Katie A.
It's a girl named Katie who has your sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah. I remember Katie's that's great. Yeah, Katie's great.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you think she's great because you haven't called her back for a second date or even to get your sweatshirt back, and she's been trying to get a hold of you. Is there any reason why you aren't giving Katie a call back?
No, I really honestly think she's great. I can't really pursue her or really go on a second date with her or anything. So
you can't pursue her.
Huh. Are you just like,
why is that?
I'm just not allowed to see her right now.
You're not, like, your parents? How old are you, Nathan?
Seriously.
No, I'm 31 years old.
Okay, what do you mean you're not allowed to see her? I feel like you can do whatever you want, Nathan.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just in a situation right now that, I'll just be honest with you guys, I'm in an open relationship right now.
Wait, doesn't that mean you can see her?
That's what I was going to say. If you're in an open relationship, that means you can see whoever you want.
That's true. But the thing is, the girl that I'm dating right now doesn't want me to contact her or see her.
So open relationships, I'm trying to understand this a little better. Do you date somebody else, sleep with somebody else? Can you tell us what's going on with this other girl?
The girl that I'm kind of in this open relationship with is totally cool. She goes out on dates and we talk about it and it's totally fine. But specifically Katie, I can't see her.
Well, but what's the reason that you can't see Katie?
Yeah.
Like your girlfriend's cool with, or, well, is it your girlfriend? Can I call her your girlfriend?
No, actually we're partners.
We're partners. Okay. So your partner is cool with you seeing other girls, just not Katie?
What?
So we have some guidelines that we follow. And when I came home, I showed her on Facebook Katie and what she looked like. And we both have to do that once we come home from a date. And I did show her that. And we do have one veto that you cannot call. And she actually used it on Katie.
So she vetoed Katie. You're not allowed to see Katie in your open relationship.
I'm not allowed to not only see her, but I'm not allowed to contact her.
Nothing.
That was the one thing that we had. So I'm just following these guidelines. Like, and I still have my veto, too. So if she goes out with somebody, I have a veto.
Okay, well, good, good for you.
Does Katie know that you have an open relationship with a partner?
I usually don't tell anybody that unless I pursue more of that relationship or that person. So
if you're having like a one-night thing, you won't tell somebody that you're in an open relationship, but if you actually want to continue to like see them more often,
right.
You'll tell them?
Yeah, if it comes up, I do, but usually, no, I don't tell them.
Let me ask you a question, Nathan. Thank you very much for being honest, by the way. I appreciate that. Is Katie hotter than your partner?
I mean, they're both different types, but I definitely think Katie's beautiful.
Do you think that your partner is threatened by Katie?
Jealous?
Probably a little bit. I bet you she's a little intimidated. So.
Has she done this before?
No, this is kind of the first time that I've ever had any type of block, and I've been in this open relationship now for about 5-6 months. So.
Oh, wow.
If I was Katie, I'd be so weirded out at the thought of like some guy I slept with raiding me on Facebook with the girl that he's a partner with.
Yeah, I mean, I understand, but if I would have gone on a second date with her, I would have told her that. But for the time being, I'm not pursuing her right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even want your sweatshirt back that Katie has?
I
know that you can't see her because your current partner won't let you date Katie, but do you want your sweatshirt back at least?
I mean, yeah, I could take that thing back.
Or are you and your sweatshirt in an open relationship, too?
Yeah. I let my sweatshirt see whoever he wants. Nathan, I can get your sweatshirt back if you want it back.
Yeah, I'd love to get my sweatshirt back.
Oh, perfect. Well, I know how you can because Katie's actually listening and she's on the other line.
No.
I just don't even know what to say. I'm weirded out and I'm pissed off, frankly. Like,
I personally wanted to call you and I was going to, but... You know, I am in this type of relationship or this situation right now.
Yeah, weird relationship. Like, you guys have been trying this thing out for 5 or 6 months, yet there have been so many, like, other people. Like, you guys are so promiscuous. Like, I mean...
Whoa. Katie, don't judge us and my relationship when you slept with me the first night. Okay, I didn't know your situation.
Do you hear yourself? Like, it's so warped. Like, she's not even your girlfriend. Like, I don't even know what you get out of it.
Katie, start thinking of this as a compliment, okay? Because you're very attractive and beautiful, and the partner that I'm with right now said to not go out with you anymore because she's intimidated by you.
Oh, yeah, Nathan, you're right. I should feel so honored. I feel so good about myself. I'm just that good-looking, right? I'm just that wonderful. Okay.
You are.
Thanks. Thanks.
Yes, you are. You really are. You're beautiful, and I'd love to go out with you, Kate. It's just... Again, like, I can't do anything, me personally. It's out of my hands.
I don't even want to hear your voice anymore, Nathan. Like, you are the biggest ass. You're just a straight-up ass. Whatever this bullshit is that you and this, like, other... what you guys have got, I don't care. I don't care. You're a f***ing asshole. That's it. Period.
Okay, well, then I guess that brings me to my next question.
Yeah.
Nathan, would you like to go out with Katie again?
We
will pay for a second date.
Dude, why do you even ask?
I honestly would, but I can't.
I think that you two maybe want different things, Nathan.
Yeah.
No, he's a f***ed up individual, obviously.
Well, Katie, I'm sorry. You did not get a second date, but at least you got a sweatshirt out of the deal, right?
Yeah.
No, I am burning this sweatshirt.
That's still fun, too. Successful second date, in my opinion.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
It never ceases to amaze me how people can surprise me in their reactions to the second date update. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I'm moving 92.5. All the text messages that we're getting in at 78592 are ripping the girl who called us to get a second date update. Not the guy that she slept with on a one-night stand that is currently in an open relationship.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in, Katie wanted us to call this guy named Nathan. They met, hooked up. She took his sweatshirt. He never called her back. She was wondering why. We got him on the phone. It turns out that he's in an open relationship, and apparently his partner said ixnay on the 80K.
Veto.
Sorry. He vetoed Katie. Yeah. Apparently they have an arrangement where one of them gets a veto card, and if they don't want you to be hanging out with that person, then you can't. So that's why he wasn't calling her back, because apparently Katie was probably hotter than his girl that he's in an open relationship with. But everybody's ripping Katie because Katie got really pissed at him for leading her on or whatever. But it was a one-night stand.
True.
And they didn't have a relationship. And he says that after time, if he wants to date somebody or see somebody again, he'll let them know that he's in an open relationship. Now, does anybody in the room disagree with that? Or do you think that Katie was okay for getting upset at him?
I think she was justified in being upset, because if I go on a date with a chick and I saw all of a sudden one date and I feel these huge sparks, I have chemistry, then she tells me next day, by the way, I like you, but I have a boyfriend. I'd be like, well, what the?
Do you think that he should have told her before they slept together that he's in an open relationship? Like,
I think knowing that would have changed her decision to sleep with him, like, he had to know deep down that, like, if I tell her that, she's probably not.
That's why he doesn't tell people. Of course, she's not an idiot. He knows that that's going to ruin everything for him. So anyway, he can't see her anymore. She got pissed, and now everybody on the text message board is saying, how judgmental is she? It's nice to know that we have so many swingers listening to the show.
Hello.
Nobody's even like, oh man, what a weird relationship that guy's in. It's like, how dare she judge him and his lifestyle? If he wants to sleep with whoever he is, he can sleep with whoever he wants. Text us at 78592. I'm curious, are you in a relationship like that? I want to see how many people listening actually have a relationship like that.
Apparently a lot, or at least a lot that wish they were.
Seriously. Remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, brookeandjubal@moving925.com. We will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the Morning presents $1,000 Thanksgiving.
$1,000 Thanksgiving.
We want to thank you for making
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.